Is your business the baby that never grows up? It keeps you up at night, interrupts date night, and forget taking a vacation because you can't ever find the right sitter. Good news! Our signature Clockwork Method program turns your business into the independent, thriving operation it was meant to be. We help you build the processes that empower the people to scale with profitability, without you micromanaging every detail. The Clockwork Method isn't just another coaching program that leaves you with a heap of to-dos, just adding more to your plate. In this program, we build the systems with you, handling the big tech heavy lifting that just slows you down. Ultimately, the Clockwork Method is here to help you transform your business from that needy, dependent operation into a mature business that runs itself. Discover more today at theclockworkmethod.com. Hey, Freedom Seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and today we are tackling one of the most dangerous phrases in business. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Sounds like my father. But this mindset, it sounds practical, doesn't it? It sounds wise. It sounds like good business sense. But here's the truth. It's slowly killing your business and you don't even realize it. Let me paint you a picture. Your website, updated 5 years ago, your sales funnel that's running ads that technically work, but could they work better? How about your systems, built when you had 3 employees? Now you're trying to make it stretch across a team of 12. How about your technology? Let's just say that while you're still using spreadsheets and email chains, your competitors have moved on to integrated CRMs and automation. But everything's working, right? So why change it? Here's why. Because in business, if you're not growing, you're dying. There is no standing still. So what's really going on when business owners cling to that old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? It isn't wisdom, actually. It's fear. Fear that if you touch something, you're going to break it. Fear that change will create more chaos in an already overwhelming business. Fear that you don't have the time, the energy, or the money to fix what's technically working. And I get it, trust me. When you're drowning in the day-to-day chaos of just running the business, the last thing you want to do is voluntarily create more work for yourself. You're already overwhelmed. Your team is stretched thin. You barely have time to breathe, let alone overhaul systems that are limping along. So you tell yourself, well, when things calm down, I'll update the website. Or once we get through this busy season, I'll take a look at that funnel. Maybe next quarter we'll tackle revamping the ads. But here's what you're not seeing. Things don't calm down. There will never be a perfect time. And while you're waiting, your business is slowly becoming obsolete. Let's give you some real world examples of what this is costing you. Your sales funnel is running, ads are converting at, let's say, around 2%. That's not terrible, but what if with some optimization, and it could be simple stuff too, you could bump that to 3%. Think about your own offer for a second. If you sell high ticket services, let's say coaching consultant or a done for you service, even in the solar business, an average solar install was $60,000, even with a 1% increase in a conversion on your ad, on your funnel rather, it could mean even just one more client, just one. If that client is worth $10,000, $25,000, or even $50,000 to your business, wouldn't it be worth spending a few hours optimizing your ad copy, your landing page, or your follow-up sequence? The math is simple. If improving your funnel by just 1% brings in one more high-ticket client per year, that investment in optimization has paid for itself over and over. So let's talk about your offer. So you created it 3 years ago when you were just starting out. It was good then, and it still closes deals. But you've worked with dozens of customers since then. You know their pain points better. You know what objections they have. You could strengthen your guarantee, refine your messaging, add a bonus that would make it irresistible. If that increased your close rate by even 10%, how many more clients would that be for you? 2, 5, 10? And what would that mean for your revenue? And if you're listening to this thinking, oh heavens, no, I don't even want to think about optimizing anything and taking on more clients. I've got more work than I can handle. Then how can you optimize your back end, your execution, your delivery, so that you could open up your calendar to take on those extra customers that you're letting slip through the cracks right now because you're overwhelmed? It is all figure-outable, my friends, all figure-outable. Okay, so while you're sitting on good enough systems, someone younger and hungrier and more tech-savvy is studying your market. They're studying you. What are you doing? They're seeing where you're stuck, and they're seeing how it could be done better or differently. Then they're building it. They don't have anything to lose, and they don't have legacy systems holding them back. They're fresh with the latest tools and newest strategies and the most current technology. And then one day, seemingly out of nowhere, they're dominating your market. Customers who've been loyal to you for years will start asking things like, why don't you offer this? Or how come your process is so different compared to theirs? By the time you realize you need to change, you'll be playing catch up, and catch up is expensive, exhausting, and often too late. So what's the answer? It's a really simple mindset shift. Instead of saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, ask yourself what in your business hasn't been looked at in the last 12 months, 6 months. Where are you feeling, quote, safe? And are you willing to take another look at it? And here's a super bonus challenge. Super bonus challenge. If you're not willing to take another look at it, consider having somebody else take a look at it. Invite somebody to shop you. Ask a friend, a relative, your wife's sister's best friend, somebody you don't even know, okay, to inquire about your business and to do business. So tell them you'll reimburse them for whatever, you know, the expenses are, not up to a certain amount, but give them permission to treat you as an outsider. They're just getting started. They're coming into doing business with you, and make them fill out a survey or do an exit interview with them so that you can get feedback from them. And if that worked out great, do it again and again. In fact, I'd say even make it a regular process every 6 months to get somebody to look at your business and give you feedback on it, okay? It is such a powerful tool because it's a third-party person, somebody who isn't close to you, who doesn't know you personally, who is going to maybe have some questions or feel confused or would have went ahead and purchased from you, but then you later talk to them and they say, you know, I bought from you because I was shopping you, but I probably wouldn't have because I didn't get this information, or I wish this was there, or I saw this and it kind of thought, made me think, well, that's not for me. So somehow maybe you're deterring people, and by getting this outside perspective, it helps to enhance your execution, your customer service, and the way you show up to strangers. And if you don't want to get your wife's best friend's sister, that's okay. You can work with us, Emily and I, at Biz in a Box Solutions. We're more than happy to do this for you. We'll shop your team. We'll shop you. We'll scour your website to check the buttons, see what's working, see what's not working, and give you feedback. You just simply reach out to us at bizinaboxsolutions.com. Book a free consultation. We'll have a chat and we'll get on our merry way. It's not hard. It's not scary. It is only scary if you are too afraid of the result of change. But my friends, businesses are like plants. If you're not growing, you're dying. You need to be growing. You need to water your business. You need to nurture your business. You need to feed your business. And at the end of the day, your customers don't care that your system works for you. They don't care. They care about their experience. And if your experience is clunky, outdated, or confusing compared to a competitor, guess what? They're going to go with a competitor. Your team doesn't care that the process technically functions. They care about what makes their job easier or harder, and that they can do the job that you're asking them to do without stress and chaos. And if you're asking them to work within systems that were built for a different era of your business, they're either going to get frustrated or they're going to leave. You don't get points for loyalty to outdated systems, okay? You get results for continuously improving. So stop asking, is it broken or not? and then start asking, how could this be better? Because I guarantee you the answer is yes. And if you book a free consultation with us, use the link in the description at businessinaboxsolutions.com. Let's find those hidden gaps together and turn your good enough business into something exceptional. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.